Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts and Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Sorry for our giggles. We were just discussing something off camera that totally got us giggling and stuff. So, hey, sorry. Like, trying to get back on track, even though we haven't even started on track.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we hope you guys are enjoying your week and stuff. I know Black Veil Brides is wrapping up. Actually, when is their last date?
The 26th, I believe.
Okay, when that is... Oh, so tomorrow is the last day of the tour then, because it's the 25th today.
It's technically Wednesday on the podcast.
I'm sure BBB's wrapping up. They have one big final show tomorrow in LA, which is a very big venue from what I've heard and stuff. So any LA fans going there, hopefully you have fun. I know, I don't know if you saw this, Nicole, but CeCe just posted on his story, like, for any friends in the LA and I think some other place, he's maxed out on his guest list.
I did see that. I know he's like, so ask somebody else or, you know, buy a ticket. I was like, oh.
But it's really cool that they're wrapping up here. And obviously, like, it's very big for them and stuff. And just seeing all the fun little things happening during tour and stuff of Black Veil Brides and Following Repression has been awesome. So
it's been an incredible tour for Black Veil Brides. And I'm still so proud of them. It's just so cool to see them playing in bigger arenas. They deserved this. This was epic. I can only hope that the same thing happens for their next tour.
So I feel like this episode, this topic we're going to dive into has been it's been in the works. It's been obviously on the list for all of us to discuss. If you have clicked on this video and read the title, hello, BBB fans. We are finally going to dive into Andy's Black solo projects. Starting off with the shadow side.
The shadow side. I have that shirt too. Do you have this one, Rose?
I do not. Oh, I'm in the hunt for that.
I'm going to have to keep an eye out for it
his
for
signature
you.
Cover art.
Yes. Okay. The cover art of the shadow side is like my favorite thing ever. If we're just going to start off there real quick. That is such a cool shot of Andy. I love that it's almost, like, to me, I know it's not necessarily silhouette, but that's what the vibes it kind of gives me. It gives me very, like, I will just go in monochromatic, that works.
Monochromatic. It reminds me of a graphic design, too. I don't know, for me, it's like a monochromatic pop art. Like Andy
Warhol. Oh my god, like pop art? Yeah, that's actually a really great way to think of it. I just thought it was such a unique cover art. I really liked it. I love the photo shoot that came with it. To be honest, that was just my favorite thing ever.
It was just amazing. And like, obviously, okay, so like, for fans who do not know, Andy did a couple solo projects, and the shower side, I would say, was his biggest, well, not this biggest one, but where it started it, basically, for his solo project. As most fans probably remember, this album officially came out May 6, 2016.
And you know, it's actually really funny and ironic, and I know, Andy, you probably did this on purpose, you and your damn little Easter eggs, because the album came out in May of 2016, but the very first like solo single he dropped from his Andy Black was They Don't Need to Understand, and that music and song came out on May 21st of 2014, so 2 years before the album drop, each in May.
Seriously, the biggest teaser. That is my favorite song. I wish it was on this album.
Thank you. I know you would. This is only available on like just
YouTube.
It's like ditch, yeah, YouTube. It's not even on Spotify or anything.
The amazing song They Don't Need to Understand was the first teaser slash music drop Andy did, going by Andy Black and stuff. He worked with Richard Villa with it, and I think even Hot Topic presented it too or something. I can't remember Hot Topic's involvement with that music video, but
yes, that song in general
needs to come on Spotify, iTunes, any streaming platforms, because you can only find it on YouTube. And I was so little flustered, Andy, that you did not include it in the...
You think it would have been like a bonus track for the album.
It is a bonus track. It's just the unlimited ultimate song.
maybe one day, if he at all creates a third Andy Black album, maybe he should just do an Andy Black album with all of his bonus songs that he's done.
All right, so 2016, let's just go to it. Nicole, where were you in 2016?
Oh man, okay, 2016, you know, that was actually like, I feel a peak point for me. in my life because I was in like a really good headspace and I feel like my modeling career was like the best it had ever been. I was working with my mom at the post office during that time. So it was really just cool because that was my first time being able to work with her and, spend time with her. Honestly, that was a fantastic year for us. So like I feel when the shadow side dropped, that was complete perfect timing. It probably made the rest of my year. Where were you, Ruth?
Student teaching, senior year of college.
Oh my God. It's so weird to think that you weren't a teacher back then.
Yeah, I know, right? Now that I look back at like, yep, student teaching album came out 2016. I didn't actually start a student teach until 2017 in the spring semester, but I was entering like my final senior year in college and taking my last courses before student teaching happened.
Busy.
Year as a senior, as a university college graduate, I will say so.
Dang, I bet you had so many tests.
No, we don't speak about those stressful weeks. Just having this album and the music videos, let alone the tour, which we will talk later on, helped me through the stressful years of student teaching and to kind of like tell myself, in a way, it was actually getting me ready to like enter life because
Yeah.
I was ending my senior year of college. So.
Well, yeah, that you were really just getting prepared to, I guess, begin your future, you know?
This album definitely was a surprise for all of us. A lot of them, the first music video, they don't need to understand and stuff. And the
Yeah,
shadow
wasn't
side,
expecting it.
yeah, unexpected. 14 songs in total, this album came out with. We'll read it down the list. Homecoming King, We Don't Have to Dance, Rib Cage, Stay Alive, featuring Matt Skiba. I hope that's how you pronounce it.
Maskiba, yeah.
Yep. Love Was Made to Break, Beautiful Pain, and Put the Gun Down, Drown Me Out, Paint It Black, Break Your Halo, Louder Than Your Love, Broken Pieces, The Void.
All freaking bangers.
I don't know, how should we do this? Do you want to go over our favorite songs, or do you just want to go down the sets of the songs?
So we
All
can
right.
just go down the song,
Let's
and
start
as we're
off.
going, we can even explain which ones are our favorite when we get
Let's
there.
start off with Homecoming King.
Ugh. Okay, I can't lie. I love the Homecoming King so much. I can't lie. It's probably my second favorite off the track, or off the track, off the album. Redo. It's my second favorite off the album.
Homecoming King, I feel like, is a staple when it comes to all fans who listen to this album when it came to Andy Black. You guys have probably seen on our Instagram, we asked you guys, like, what is your favorite song when it comes to this album? A lot of fans said Homecoming King and stuff, so I say
Oh,
it's a
wow.
solid favor one in the army and stuff.
I love that though, because Homecoming King, I think, is such a beautiful song. Andy did explain that it was meant to be just very cinematic and big.
Yeah, Homecoming King, from what I did my research, was a song about like kind of a hometown feeling and stuff, back home and stuff. And this was actually one of Andy's favorite songs in this album.
The feeling of like the hometown too, like where you have like your king and queen, who I guess like people that maybe went to high school with or not, but someone that you feel that even they feel that they would be on top afterwards, and it turns out their life just like fell apart and was not at all what you thought and what they thought. So I think it's a pretty interesting take on it. And just so everyone knows, the shadow side, Andy had so many other artists come in
Which
and
we'll
be a
get into.
part of this album. We'll get there. I mean, it's pretty much almost in every song, but this one he had JR from Less Than Jake, who played the saxophone for the Homecoming King.
All many collaborations with this album, I swear. I will say,
Well,
Homecoming King is my third favorite song. It's
oh, it's
on
your
number.
third.
It's my third.
I also read that the originally, because Andy worked with John Feldman on this, and it's called The Shadow Side, and that's initially what Andy wanted it to be called all along, and I'm glad that it was. But John wanted it to originally be titled The Homecoming King for
Yes,
the
I
album.
remember that. Yeah, I wrote that down somewhere in all of my messy notes here.
I mean, when I look at it, when I think about it, I'm glad it's the shadow side. No, no hate. I think it
I wouldn't
works
be
better.
against the Homecoming King, but the shadow side just seems to suit. I mean, I know Andy had that title in his head before even making these songs and stuff.
It worked better as the shadow side, I personally think. Homecoming King, out of all the songs, this one took the longest to make. Juliet Sims is also in the Homecoming
There's
King.
a lot of artists. Andy's wife was in it too. Juliet, or also known as Lilith Czar. So
there was a lot. I remember he was
just talking like there were so many artists and musicians and talent and so many songs that they had to like really figure it out how to break it down and everything for this whole album. So
just jam packed with artists. But yeah, we don't have to dance.
We don't have to dance. The first single that was released before the album was dropped.
It was, yeah. The single and music video released on March 18th of 2016.
And it had featured Fall Out Boy and The Used in the song.
Yeah, what was it? Patrick Stump and Quinn Almond?
Am I saying that right? Yeah.
I think,
sorry if he butchered it.
But I feel like We Don't Have to Dance is a staple. Andy has spoken about it a lot where it does have to deal with like anxiety, social anxiety, especially things that he has dealt with and just a lot of things that like bug him and things that like he dislikes. And I feel like a lot of people can really relate to this song if you have a social anxiety. Me. Hi. Hello. Really bad anxiety here.
This was another staple for Andy. This is one of another favorite song. And again, it's also a big staple in the fans who listen to this album.
It's my mom's favorite song off this album.
I guess.
Yeah. Fun facts. Like, obviously, yeah, I know my mom obviously loves Black Veil Brides. And she loves, her favorite album is Wretched and Divine. She loves In the End. But when Andy dropped this song and this album, my mom was so in love. I think that's when she really was like, she was swooning.
Swooning. I mean, to be fair, I think a lot of fans were swooning, especially not fans of BVB. And then they discovered Andy Black. And then they discovered, oh, he's also lead singer of this other band called Black Veil Brides.
So. I love how that happens for some of them.
I will say We Don't Have to Dance is my number two. Second
favorite. Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. For me, We Don't Have to Dance is probably my fifth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ribcage.
Nothing in the cage of my ribcage. This is my number one favorite song in the album.
Really? This one's my fourth.
This one is my absolutely favorite song. As soon as I heard this, I wanted to dance even before I saw the video that Andy made of the background track. So, okay. I love the words that he described this song. He said, I wanted to make a happy dance music.
I know, after hearing You Spin Me
in
Right
my
Round.
Head round, 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 like a record, baby, round.
Round, round, round.
He wanted that same happy upbeat being for Ribcage and stuff. And I can totally, I mean, I was dancing when I first time heard it.
Well, it's one of those things. I like how he said it's like the happy dance music, but lyrically, not
it's
happy
really
dance.
Jaded and stuff and everything and about the song. And I also like how he kind of like hinted jab, like, yeah, you remember Set the World on Fire when I made that horrible decision? Ribcage? Yeah.
That's a moment. That's a moment. All fans. I feel like even fans who don't know a BVB yet, that's a moment that they know before knowing BVB. Juliet's also on this song, FYI.
Yeah, I mean, it was just too funny, but I love Ribcage. It's definitely, I know the lyrics are a little different than the beating song and stuff, like the meaning of it, but I just love it so much, honestly. It's my go-to.
I do. It's a really good, I originally never got it, but I wanted to get like a ribcage tattoo where, you know, it was going to be on my ribs and it was just going to be torn open, you know, nothing inside or something. I never got that far, but I do want to ask you, since it is your favorite song, were you able to catch it on the radio when it released?
No, unfortunately I didn't either. Unfortunately. I know, I was always trying to find it or hope for, but nope, never happened for me. Excuse me.
I don't remember the station it was on, but Ribcage was like, I think, what was it, the only Andy Black song to appear on the radio station?
I could be wrong though.
Yeah, I don't really listen to the radio. So, but when Ribcage dropped on the radio station, I unfortunately don't remember which one, but I was in Toledo, Ohio. That's how I was able to catch it, because literally, you know, you're in a hotel, I had nothing better to do, and I thought, oh my god, so I was like counting down like the time so I could listen to it.
That makes sense. Yeah, no, unfortunately for me, I just wasn't able to catch it on the radio. So
stay alive for the good time. Stay alive. This is my third favorite.
Okay, third favorite.
It's my third favorite. I can't lie. This song has so much meaning to me. It's actually the first Andy Black tattoo that I got on my hand.
Oh, so
the stay alive for the good time. Stay alive through the bad, because I'm a mess in life, and those are like lyrics that I needed to hear, because I feel like,
yeah.
You know,
and
I
Andy
have gone through.
Did mention that, like, it's almost like surviving, and he wanted to make it clear. Like, it's not just surviving, like, you know, the hard stuff, obviously, like trauma or anxiety. Like, yes, you want to go through it, but it's also like surviving little things too, things that make us a little upset or stuff, and just like, just get through it and stuff. And fun fact, this was the very first song written for this album.
Yes, and this was the one that had he did a duet with Matt Skiba from his favorite band, Alkaline Tree.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember when I read that section in his book and stuff. I'm like, oh.
I know. I thought that was just really cool for him. I feel like he got to work with so many incredible artists when it comes to this album. No, and you know, their voices, they worked so perfect together on that song.
Love was made to break.
That song is like just about love in general, you guys.
Anything,
friendships,
can
relationships,
be romantic,
partnership.
It can be with friends, it can be with family, it could be with your fur baby in general.
Yeah. Yeah, anything romantically or non-romantically, but it is about just like something that you know, wants to know and love that doesn't last, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you know, it happens like that, unfortunately. Like, love was made to break. I want to say it was, I mean, I'm checking, double check on my notes. Yeah, I think he also mentioned, like, you know, sometimes we can love a friend stuff, and unfortunately life kind of happens and stuff where you don't reach out to that friend or person and talk to them and stuff. And you know, I will admit, I'm kind of in that situation with some old friends from college. Like, I don't talk to them as much as I do, but we talk from time to time. I mean, heck, I'm still best friends with my BFF since kindergarten. So even though we live in totally different states, we haven't seen each other in a while, though, but we still communicate. So
that's good. See, that's always good. Damn. Yeah. All the friends I had, gone. This song is all dedicated to you guys.
Beautiful Pain. This one has a really deep meaning for Andy. It's one of his also favorites. If you have read his book, his autobiography book, he does mention about this friend, Chris Hawley. Was that his friend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris Hawley. Unfortunately, his friend Chris Hawley's time came and stuff. And so Andy dedicated this song for him, to just for in memory of him and stuff. And Andy did admit, like, you know, just with life, his life in general, traveling, music, and everything else I'm sure going on, he didn't have a lot of time to really catch up and talk to Chris, but the moments that he did, I'm sure he cherished. And so clearly it states in the book, I can't remember which chapter or which page number on the top of my head, but Andy really loved Chris and stuff. He cherished the friendship a lot.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong, I don't think I am. If I read it correctly, I'm pretty sure that Chris Hawley was one of their like guitar tech dudes. It was just so sudden. And
yeah,
I think that's kind of what hit the hardest. But at least through this song, it helps his legacy to live on. And that's actually one of Hudson's favorite songs. That's Hudson's
really?
Favorite.
Yeah. Aww.
Hudson loved the way that Andy voice sounded in the beginning of it.
Put the gun down.
Ooh, I love Put the Gun Down. And I can't lie, when I first heard it, like, at first it was just something so unexpected. I didn't like expect him to sing something like that, but it's the song's not supposed to really necessarily deal with suicidal tendencies, but it's more along the lines of being like emotionally exhausted and burnt out.
Yeah, I think didn't he say like black sadness too? Just like,
I love that. Black sadness. I'm like, I'm stealing that.
Yeah, and then like, you know, okay, I'm gonna use this reference again, but it makes sense for a lot of people. Inside Out, we should all know that movie. I haven't seen the second one, but like black sadness, okay? I'm sure that is sadness from Inside Out, but it's turning black and is really going depressed and sad.
Literally like the brink of sadness, like the lowest of lows.
Yeah. I remember the first time I even heard about this song, and I was just like, wow, this is kind of deep. I wasn't kind of really expecting it at first, but after listening to it a couple times, especially just continuing life and dealing with life had ahead of me, it did help a lot for comfort. So
Yeah, well, it kind of, I can't lie, it almost like worried me in a way because I thought, oh my God, like, you know, Andy's so clever with his lyrics. And so, you know, we all know that everything he sings about is always just dealing with life stuff in general. That's why I thought, oh my God, I was like, if this has to deal with like, you know, his life, like I was like, oh my God, don't tell me. But then, yeah, listening to the, you know, his interview and everything,
he
he had no
reassured us.
suicidal tendencies. Yes, I felt so much better.
He
I was like, oh
reassured
my
us
gosh.
about the suicide tendencies, which luckily, yes. But yeah, no. But as I mean, every fan knows he's a flat out admitted about his social anxiety. So
Yeah.
drown me out.
I love Drown Me
Okay,
Out.
here we go. This is Nicole's number one song.
Nope, it is not.
Never mind. She booted
I'm
me.
sorry, I did. I love Drown. Drown Me Out is such a real, I just, dun, 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 another morning breaks. Like, I love.
This is what Andy said. This is the F you voice song.
Yes, it really is. Find your inner voice and just say F you to everyone that's trying to tell you what to be, what to do.
This was like, I think another big collaboration song, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think 5 Seconds of Summer collaborated. I think he said 5 Seconds of Summer and John Feldman and him like collectively worked on it. Like I think the dudes from the band like kind of brought, I don't know if it was the beat or the melody or something over, but I'll admit I never cared for 5 Seconds of Summer. I just couldn't get into them. I'm
That's
not
fair.
saying they're a bad band, but I just didn't care.
And that's completely fair. Just the f you voice. I mean, if you go back and listen into it, yeah.
You can hear it
You could
hidden in
totally
there. You can
100%.
hear it.
Just makes
That's why
me
we love Andy's lyrics.
painted black.
This is my favorite song.
Okay.
Painted Black is my number one favorite off the track. I will admit, Stay Alive was my favorite when I first heard it before hearing Painted Black. Painted Black is a song that Andy wrote for Juliet and just kind of.
Like an actual like love
It's
song.
an exactly. He originally wrote Done For You for her that was on Wretched and Divine, but he did state, you know, it was only like a 2 minute song and he kind of wanted to give her something that was even more. And it kind of really just deals with their relationship and how he feels about it. And you know, when you get into fights and you bicker, as he said at the end of the day, you paint it black and you start over. And like I think that's why it's my favorite song because the lyrics in there hit home to me. As Ruth, you know, Hudson and I have slowly been like updating Ruth on our lives before she knew us. And yeah,
Yeah,
Hudson and I.
it's been interesting, honestly, guys. I stuff
Yeah.
that I didn't know. Now do I know of their relationship? Like, they have come a long ways. They have been through their journey. Still learning here. So
Yeah. Like Hudson and I fought so much, and like sometimes it would get so bad that like I thought, oh man, like it's gonna be over. And so like I think that's really why the song is like my favorite. And it kind of leads back to like what we always tell fans, you know, it's like Black Veil Brides has impeccable timing with their songs because I'm just like, man, it's like he wrote this song for me and Hudson, even though it's for Juliet. But I'm sitting here like I feel every emotion in the song. I feel these lyrics so deep. That's why, and I love when artists can do that to you.
I feel like for a lot of people, this is a good song. And even at the time, I didn't have someone when this album came out. Now just now here with Ryan, like Ryan and I have this unspoken rule, and like we sometimes say it out loud, but it's usually an unspoken thing we say. It's like we don't want to go to bed angry at each other.
Yeah, that's a good unspoken rule.
Break your hollow.
Every time you say hollow, I think hollow tacos.
Holo Taco! Wait. Holo Taco!
Oh my God, and there they are. Quick little advertisement right here.
Not sponsored by Holo Taco by Christine. Totally not sponsored.
Shop hollow tacos.
Honestly, when he was describing this song, it just, I will admit, I made me laugh so hard because what he said is kind of what I said to my students every single day, but just not in his words, just in more kid-friendlier words, like, just be kind, be respectful.
Exactly. That's really what the song implicates, you know, doing something for someone and they don't like reciprocate that. And I can't lie. I feel like we've all dealt
Oh,
with
yeah.
that in our lives. And I know we've done it to people too. You know, it's like we're the villain in their story, they're the villain in ours. Like It happens, but
We
I do
all
agree.
like, I'm sure there's been, we all been having that one person in our life that we would do anything and stuff, and we put so much effort and they don't reciprocate it back, and you're just scared, you know, you're telling yourself like, well, okay, but they still love me, they still care for me and stuff, but like, how do I say, you're kind of blinded at first. So
Yeah. Well, in Break Your Halo, the tempo and the beat was so not what I was
yeah.
honestly expecting from Andy. It was so different. I mean, the whole album in itself is different. Like this entire album, I would kind of relate it to like pop punk, pop rock in a way. And it's really cool because I love that Andy can showcase that other side of himself.
Louder than your love.
Stray Atomic Bomb.
So, I did not know this until after the album came out for this song. Can we just talk about like he, Andy Biersack, gotta work with Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance?
As he stated, a little MCR reunion here because it was, he also got Gerard Way and Gerard's brother Mikey. I didn't know it either until I had listened to Andy's interview. I was
And
like,
then,
what?
you know, everyone's diving into the internet to see that photo of them together. So
Oh, I know. I know. We're like, that explains it.
that
That explains
explains it. But
it.
just the fact that Andy got a chance to work with Gerard Way, My Chemical Romance.
It's so cool.
My Chemical Romance, as we all know, is very huge. And I almost feel like they're timeless. Like everyone knows them.
Dude, I was listening to MCR before I even knew about Blackfoot Brides. And I found MCR in middle school.
Same. I feel like everyone found them in middle school in our generation and stuff. Like that's how,
Yeah.
like obviously the teenagers, dude, I listen to teenagers religiously.
I said all teenagers
Teenagers
stare
are
that live out of
on
me. I was never like, as you probably know, as I've stated before, I was never obsessed with any band before BBB. But that's the thing too, is like, listen, I heard MCR. I liked them. I was like, their music's cool, but it was never something that I would listen to every day until now. Like now after
No, it
listening
is
to
interesting how
BBB,
that works,
now it's like I love music. It's crazy.
and now that, and back then, and now into 2016, it's like we both love BBB, and obviously we were going to support Andy and stuff. And Andy came out with this song, with Gerard Way, in a mini My Chemical Romance reunion, and I'm just like, okay, this is like two worlds colliding. Love
I
it.
know. It was pretty cool to find out that Gerard Way, he had worked with Gerard Way on this song. The song is basically about, you know, when everything, the world tries to sell you lies because they basically are trying to force an idea on you, and this is pretty much being your own individual person and just taking those forced ideas of beauty and happiness and saying no. Like you're going to basically live life the way you want to live life. You're going to find the beauty and the happiness and things that you find, not because what someone's trying to sell you.
Broken pieces, broken pieces.
This song is so good.
I
That's
didn't
such an
know this.
emotional song.
It is an emotional song, and I also didn't know this because, as we all know from Russian Divine, Done For You was, as we saw from Joe Flanders' mini documentary behind the scenes, Andy went outside to record that. Same with this song, he went outside to record
Yes.
it to get
Yes,
the
it
kind of
was
like
not
that
tracked in
nighttime feel.
studio.
Yeah,
And this one, what is it? It's like saying,
saying goodbye to things in the past.
yeah, like saying goodbye to the negatives, hello positives, you know,
Like,
like.
leave things in the past. You don't need to dwell on them. I know sometimes it can be hard, but just let it go and continue moving forward.
Yeah, you see, this is what I'm saying. You listen to Andy's songs, and as I said, he's so clever with his lyrics, and there's like hidden meanings that he puts in there. And I feel that when you, it takes a few times to listen, and as I state all the time, everyone hears music differently. So, like everyone else for Broken Pieces probably heard something else related, but then when you listen to like the actual meaning behind it from, you know, Andy himself, you just think, holy crap, this man, like. So freaking intelligent. I love the way he like just uses lyrics, you know. It's just insane to me. I'm like, I've never heard something so beautiful before.
Then the last one, The Void.
A little bookender to
The
end the
closing
album.
number, the closing
Yes.
song.
And what's really cool about this song is that he did say that it's a closing song that has melodies from every song off the record.
Didn't he say it was like a sister song too for the Homecoming King?
Yeah. So like it's really cool. I love that he did that.
What is next?
Oh, we know what is next. We ain't talking about it in this
I know we
episode.
can't talk about it, but like those are all the songs. That's all the information that we could get in time as our homework for this episode and stuff. But I'm sure there's more information out there about these songs and collaborations and how these were produced. So.
There were also unreleased demos for the Shadow Side that Andy did release, though.
Wait, I gotta dig it up. Wait, I still have it on my phone. Give me a second. When he just dropped those, I
Yeah,
was
they're
like,
on YouTube now. For anyone that wants to know, they are on YouTube. He did this for his Instagram story. He was, I guess, I don't know, maybe feeling nostalgic,
what the fuck is he? Yeah, I feel like he was,
perhaps.
yeah, maybe Miss
But like,
Nostalgia.
it was a delicious treat for fans. He released, I believe, it's six unreleased demos that were originally going to be put on to the Shadow Side, but they didn't make it.
Yeah, God, I can't. I have so much stuff in my phone. Just like, where is it?
They were The Shadow, King of Yesterday, Glass Angels, Stolen Glory, Better Days, and Broken Reflections. And I can't lie, Ruth. I want to know like which one that you really, really wish made it to
Hang on.
the album.
I gotta listen to it again because I gotta. Where the is it?
Was
I
it The Shadow?
absolutely love The Shadow.
I really loved Better Days. I was so mad when I heard it because I'm like, you're how did this not
I
make
know
it?
he
And
has so many good songs, and I will admit, The Shadow was the one that got me for sure.
how did none of these songs make it? They should have just added six more tracks to the album, man. Like, I
Make the
wouldn't have
album into two
complained.
parts, give us two CDs, you know.
I know.
I'm sure he there's a lot more he's hiding from us, but it was just a nice treat. It was unexpected, and I know a lot of fans, even me, screen recorded when he posted up on Instagram.
I was like, oh my God, like we all know stories. They last for 24 hours. These aren't going to be here. They are on YouTube now, everyone. You
So,
can go and listen. Each song, I think it's only like 30 to maybe
yeah, it's
50
not a full
even.
song, it's they're like little snippets.
Yeah, but they're really worth it because then you get to hear like some unreleased, never before heard. And it's one of those you will wish that they were on the album.
Yeah, and I know another song he did was 21 Guns under Andy Black.
Yes, he did so many. That's the thing. When he was doing his solo project, he did
He
the
did a lot of
cover.
projects within the
He did the 21 Guns cover by Green Day. He did the
He was
My
before
Way
My
cover.
Way with Juliet, when no.
Oh, When We
My
Were
Way,
Young
wait,
with
was My
Juliet.
Way for the Shadow Side?
I don't think it was for the Shadow Side.
Yeah, that was after though, right?
It was definitely after, I think. It was definitely after, but before the second.
There was My Way, and
And
then
then,
When We Were Young, that's when he performed with Juliet. Not the festival guide,
yeah, the song, which is freaking great. Everyone should check it out. But the one song he did that I feel like is so underrated that no one has ever, like, I feel like everyone forgot this song. He only sung it at Warped Tour, Beyond My Reach. I love that song so
Warped
freaking
Tour, yeah.
much.
He was in the Warped Tour before Warped Tour finally closed and stuff. 2017 Warped Tour, yeah. So okay, we went over 21 Guns, When We Were Young with Juliet, My Way and stuff that he also did a side project with, which I got the red lipstick from there.
Yeah, you lucky bitch. I'm so mad.
2017 Warped Tour before Warped Tour officially ended. We're not going to talk about the recent news about Warped Tour yet.
Oh, yeah.
He also did a performance with CeCe on the drums at the 2016 APMA Awards during it and stuff. So he was performing then. And then the 2017 APMA Awards, he won Song of the Year, which was We Don't Have to Dance.
Yes, well deserved, by the way, because that song.
But yeah, it was kind of fun just to see all these little side projects and stuff. And then obviously the tour.
The tour, which for anyone that didn't go, if you go onto the Andy Black YouTube page, they do have the Homecoming Tour documentary where you kind of get to watch like the behind the scenes, the setup of the entire tour, and you get to introduce to Andy's vulnerable side too.
It was a really nice change of pace. Like when the tour was announced, I went to the one I in Spokane here.
What was your show date?
I forgot, but I know I was student teaching. Okay, get this. Okay, so I was student teaching, guys, okay? And so I was student teaching at a middle school. Loved my mentor teacher. She was an amazing job. And then she asked me, like, oh, do you have any plans coming up? I'm like, yeah, there's this concert I'm going to probably after. Because, like, this is why I couldn't afford VIP. I technically, I could afford it, but I was during student teaching. I didn't want to f up anything. So I stayed for my whole student teaching and then left immediately to go to the venue and stuff. So I couldn't get VIP at all because I would be late, period, and not be able to get it. Yeah, I do remember going, I was at the Knitting Factory. If I recall, opening acts for Shadow Side was Payal Royale when they were teenagers and something. I remember them. And wasn't William Control another opening act? Or was it the guest Ghost of Ohio? No, I feel like that was the Shadow Side.
Can
No,
we
it
look
was
at
the Shadow Side. Yes, because I remember. Yes, William Control was there because I remember these two little girls. Oh my God, so f-ing annoying.
No, yeah, you're right. Oh my God, yep, you're right. It was William Control for the Shadow Side. 100%.
Yeah, and I actually saw a footage somewhere on my phone, which I can insert here when Andy's like, nothing in the way of my. I was like screaming as loud as I could.
So that was your first
Andy solo.
concert for Andy's solo project. I mean, obviously it would have to be because that was his first solo tour.
But it was an amazing experience. Again, I couldn't do VIP unlike you.
I did have VIP. I wanted to let everyone know right now, like
Yeah.
the day, like the concert itself was absolutely phenomenal. But the day itself was like totally. This was my mom's actual first time seeing Andy live too. I hadn't taken her to a Black Veil Brides concert previously because I never thought she wanted to go. So I always took Hudson. So then after this did her in, you know, she's like, oh, that's it, Black Veil Brides stan, you know. But I took her, and ours was on June 21st for Denver, Colorado at the Bluebird Theater. It was like 102 degrees outside. My dumbass wore leather. I was sweating. And this is at the time that I thought I had to, even though I had VIP, oh, we got to get there 8 hours early, mom. You do not have to get to a venue 8 hours early if you have VIP. If you want to, you can. But I'm just saying, you don't have to. You can kind of relax and not stress about getting there. But we're in line and VIP comes up. And it was already kind of scary because the show before ours was Kansas and it was canceled because Andy was really sick. And I thought, oh no, like maybe he's not.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been okay. You know, obviously, I understand that things happen. I was more worried about my mom because I was like, I was gonna rub her back and be like, I'm so sorry, you know, but you can't see Andy. I feel
Yeah.
bad. But luckily, he still performed. And when I met him, you know, I thanked him for still performing despite being sick, you know, and he was just so sweet. My photo, I look so bad. I look
Starts
like I'm
here.
freaking tweaking, man, because I was sweating to death. My hair fell apart because it was so hot. And I'm like smiling like that. It was awful. But leading up to VIP, my mom and I are in line, and there was this one girl. I actually recognized her, and I don't know if it's her mom or her grandma, but I recognized her at previous BVB shows. And she, let me tell you, she was always the first one at the door in line. So it definitely, and she had sleeping bags and chairs. So it shows me that she was probably camping or she would get there super, super early. As VIP is starting to form, you know, and they call all of us over to start a different line. That lady's mom or grandma, I don't know what she was, but she came up to me and she was like, do you have VIP? I was like, obviously, yeah, you know. And she's like pointing at my arm, you know, all my
Yeah.
BVB tag. I have the guy's signatures from when I last met them. And she's like, have you met them before? I was like, yeah, you know, I got really excited because I thought maybe just someone wanting to talk to me. Oh no, this lady, after I couldn't even like, pretty much after I said yes, I couldn't get anything else out because she basically went on this rampage about how I have to give up my VIP pass and give it to her daughter because her daughter has been dying to meet Andy, and every time she's ever tried to buy VIP, it was always sold out. And let me tell you, I was so angry and I didn't know what to do because I'm like, I don't really want to start yelling because I don't want to get kicked out before I even get the chance to go in. I was so flabbergasted because I'm like, I don't, you know, I earned this. I paid for it. Like I was willing to,
yeah,
you know, get to the VIP website or whatever and get them like that. So before I had the chance to say anything, though, thankfully my mom cut in and she was like, well, I'm her mom and this is my first time meeting Andy and seeing them live. So that's why we have VIP. And the lady goes, oh, well, I still think, and it just, yeah. So it was honestly this awful. Lady, the lady ended up leaving.
Balls to even tell you, give up your ticket, give it to my daughter.
I know. I was like, holy crap. Yeah, lady, I just, you know, I only paid like $100 for the VIP. I'll just totally give it to your daughter. If that happened
at this time, if the crew was back, I can guarantee you Ryan would have said something. I would have said something. Hudson would have said something.
I can't lie. I think I would definitely say something now. I was just so...
No, and I get it.
I didn't want to get kicked out. It was because of my mom. I was like, damn it. It's her first time. I can't just say anything. So, but other than that, yeah, it was a really awesome show. I will say the only downfall to it though, too. I know this sounds awful. After VIP, we had to go up these stairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
And there were these other two girls that had VIP. And obviously, you know, I'm like, mom, you know, we got to get to the front. And she's like, okay, but you know, you can't run. And yeah. There was this other lady. She was a bit, she was a bigger lady. It made me mad because when we were told we could go to the stage, everyone, of course, they say, don't run. What does everyone do? Everyone runs. One of the ladies, the bigger lady, tried to push my mom down the stairs. So you can imagine I am trying so hard. I'm like, oh my God, like,
God bless your soul. Like, I'm so sorry that happened to you during your VIP. But hey, at least you had VIP. I didn't get any VIP for any of his solo projects.
I'm so sorry. Like, that's the thing. I'm not complaining that any of these things happened. Like, it's annoying that it happened, yeah. Sure, but I'm just glad I'm glad I had VIP. I'm glad that it still worked out, you know, that Andy was still performing. Everything worked out. There's always minor things that are going to happen at shows. Try not to let it bother you guys.
I always will remember the shadow side. I think I even took photos. I had a really bad quality camera back then. I could tell you that. No, like here's some photos. Like tonight, Andy Black at the Knitting Factory. What else? Yep, there was this stage with his big sign and stuff. Got him seeing, you know, preaching.
Oh, that's actually a really good shot.
I just wanted to live in the moment with him and stuff. So, like,
yeah.
Yeah, there's the video I took. But
yeah, I don't think I know I took photos and videos, but I think, yeah, I was more like wanting to just be more present for it. I don't remember the entire. I know he sung a lot of the songs from the Andy Black album, but I know he also sung They Don't Need to Understand.
Yeah, and that was my fun part of it and stuff. So I was just so happy to go, at least to go. And then obviously I had to go back to school for student teaching the next day.
Well, then naturally, you know, he closes out the show with We Don't Have to Dance. Little
It was a good show. Thing. And like, you know, I was able to at least a couple merch there for the first tour, so I was happy about that. And then it ended, and then I continue on with life. It was very surreal, I will admit that, just going to his very first solo tour and stuff, and just like not knowing anything behind the scenes at that time yet or anything. And I can say that he was happy because the Andy solo, the Shadow Side, yeah, came out before the Resurrection tour, before Veil even came out. So again, that's where, again, I'm sure there was things happening even before the recording of Veil that we just didn't know. And you could tell from what I could, looking back at it, Andy singing from his Shadow Side, he looked alive. I should say,
he looked so happy.
He looked relaxed and genuine. Like, he was so relieved to be singing at least by himself. And so I did notice that, but I just thought, like, it's a new thing he's doing. He's trying out, like, Black Veil Brides is still a thing and stuff. But, you know, then, you know, I've obviously,
yeah,
as the years passed, things were, yeah.
They were. And as I, it's one of those when you, when we look, when I look back, especially like, as you know, for his two solo projects that he did, for those tours, he was so happy. And then the Resurrection tour, I mean, he didn't seem like he
wasn't him, yeah.
But he wasn't himself. And I can honestly say the same for the Black Mass tour. He just seemed angry. Like, I know he was genuinely happy to, like, see the fans and to perform, but you could just tell that there was something off with him.
And, I mean, I'm so happy that he decided to do these solo projects and give us a new side of his music, of what is obviously his talent. There's no surprise with this man anymore, but...
but like, no, that's what we love.
And, like, he pretty much went all out with this first project, like, with winning awards, Warped Tour, collaborations with artists and stuff. Like, I think he did a real job, and he did a swell job enough to make a second one.
Which we will talk about on another episode,
because we have overtalked with this one.
Officially in the fan shout out moment, and today's fan shout out goes to Caitlin Binkley. We have definitely been noticing you online in the BVB army, and today's fan shout out goes to you because we've been seeing all your posts. You just are a huge Black Veil Brides stan. It looks like you've had the opportunity to go to Comic-Con and meet Andy there, and you also got to go to the unveiling show. You are so lucky. I see that from your post on it that you got to, it seems like he interacted a lot with the crowd, and that you guys were like, it seems like you said that you guys are making faces at each other too, which is kind of funny, actually. Little faces on stage. That's but you're just a huge Black Veil Brides fan. Your tattoo clearly says it all. You're freaking,
it's a cool tattoo. It's a
most wicked tattoo I have seen. I can't lie, I'm actually really jealous, because I want a freaking creepy portrait of Andy on my body. I think that is just the sickest tattoo. And you know, I don't know how many Black Veil Brides shows you've been to, but you also went to the Bleeders tour. I saw that you did the neck slash. Your throat slit that you did was such a cool job. And you also went to the Falling Universe show. We saw your VIP photo. You did turntables. You sat Andy down in the chair and you're like, we're slitting your throat, Andy, not slitting my throat. So that was pretty cool. But today's fan shout just goes to you. You're one of the biggest Black Veil Brides fan that I have seen online. And you're just being so active in the BVB army. It's so cool to see more people interacting with others in that community. And just once again, the tattoo, so badass. So freaking cool. Badass. Very cool.
Well, I guess that does it for today's episode, guys. Thank you for tuning in to listen to our thoughts and everything about Andy's first solo project, The Shadow Side.
I know, still totally unexpected, but love it.
We are super excited to move on with new episodes here. We do have maybe something special coming up here kind of soon-ish, so keep an eye out for that. Spooky month will start here soon. Here, don't worry, we're working on our costumes and stuff. So we cannot wait.
We still gotta talk about it, but you know, we're working on it.
And stuff, but like, yeah, we do have something very big planned for next month, and we cannot wait to finally share that with you guys. We are super excited and everything, so definitely keep an eye out for those fans who sign up for your BBB fan stories. We are going down the list. Thank you for your patience, but please just be patient with us, as we're just a two-person team when it comes to
it. I know.
Please subscribe to our channel. All of our social media links are down below. Go give us a follow on that and everything else. You can find our podcast on any streaming platform. Subscribe to our channel. Hit the notification bell, because sometimes YouTube is YouTube and stuff. And we will see you the next Wednesday. So, goodbye, guys.